Shabbos Kodesh. Matzei Lag Boyimer. Always a schluss to prepare for Shabbos together. First, before we begin, just want to say all the Torah tonight, El Chizik, El Osiris, is being sponsored anonymously. Just to give the Eibishter Hakaras HaTov for all that he does and all that he's done for this particular tzaddik. And the Mirta Shabbos. Haydul Hashem Kito, Kilo Mechasto. Mirat Hashem, it should be a schus for only simcha and bracha. Benigla, benister, shefa, begashmi, baruchni, for him and his entire mishpacha, Mirat Hashem.
Amen.
The Chevra was remembering over Lag BaOmer, so much, you know, so much to take into the year from Lag BaOmer. And the remembering, I told this over to someone actually tonight. The last time I had the schus to be Meiron for Lag BaOmer goes back already a while ago. It's too many years. It's about 12 years ago, I think. And this story, maybe some of you have told before, but I think this is an akuda to start with tonight. So that year, I went on a very special trip, spoken about many times over the years, many stories from this trip. Myself, Rabbi Eli Brazil, and 17 Talmidim, we went to... It's incredible. We have to do this again. I mean, although I don't know if any aspect of this trip could still be done, because we first went to Ukraine. We were there for 4 days, so who knows when that will be able to be done again, or if ever. I don't know. But it was incredible. We were by Olam HaKomis Kedoshim, by the Baal Shem, and by Rav Nachman, and by the Magid, and by the Rav Zusha, and the Tolz Yaakov Yosef. Even to the Baal Tanya and Hadid, which many don't go very, very far. That's a whole story within itself for another time. And then we went to Eretz Yisrael for Lag BaOmer. We ended Thursday night with Lag BaOmer. Thursday afternoon we got in, went straight to Tzfas, dropped off our stuff into Meiron. We get to Meiron. The trip was crazy. We slept in beds 2 nights in an entire week. But it was main olam hab. Every guy of that trip, Mamish, is still changed from it and still has it with them. Emes. I know it 100%. I'm in touch with almost all of them. I know I think about this, I don't want to say every day, but definitely every week. And we get to Meiron. Some of the Chevra has been there. I don't mean like a year like this year, but we'll see what happens. Meretz Hashem, we'll get back to normalcy in Meiron. We get to Meiron about 12 o'clock at night, and it was like mamish rocking, you know how it goes, and thousands of people dancing and davening and... So they tell the Chevra, okay, let's daven Ma'ariv first. And then everyone will do their own thing and we'll meet up again for Nates. We'll daven for Shachris together. So you have Ma'ariv all night long, everyone, whatever, davening, dancing. So two of the guys come over to me and they say to me, Rebbe, these guys at the time were in 10th grade, maybe. They say to me, Rebbe, one was 11th grade, one 10th grade. They said, Rebbe, can we go? We just want it. They were like, Mama, she felt it. You want it. There's like a pull. It's like a magnet. They wanted to just get into it. It's like, we'll daven Ma'ariv later. And they meant it. These guys, every guy was like into it. Guys who never maybe like before, but they were into it. And this is Ma'ariv all night long. I'm like, sure, go. Okay. All night long, I don't see those guys because, you know. And around 4 o'clock in the morning, I bump into them. Right next to the kever, right next to the tzion, right there. And I say to them, we're talking about our night, how incredible you're here. Yeah, Shem, there's one more, you can sit right here. And I say to them, we're talking about the night, how incredible. And I say, did you remember that night? Like, oh, Mamish just totally forgot. And they meant it. They really meant it when they said it. It wasn't like I have to go to the bathroom and come back a half hour later because you had to face Nashko, go to some store and call 10 people. And they really meant it. But they forgot because they were so into everything. So I cheshbon quickly. When this happened, it was already after Alois, before Nates. And who's the mandamer, who's the opinion who holds you could still daven Ma'ariv then? It's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And I said this to them, I teach them, I said, Reb Shimon holds you kedavin now. And could I listen to Reb Shimon b'shas v'chak? And I point, I remember like this, could I listen to Reb Shimon b'shas v'chak on his day, right now, he could daven ma'ariv. And the two guys right there in that spot, they daven ma'ariv. I'll show you after, I have a picture of it. I have a picture of them davening ma'ariv. I'll show you after, I have a whole album from that trip, I have it on my desk, still keep it on my desk. That, and I have, Mamash, they daven ma'ariv right there. And I was thinking about it, on one hand, you know, Reb Shimon's, makes sense because Reb Shimon's all about Ma'ariv. If you understand, I mean, Ma'ariv is finding the Ribbono Shel Olam in the darkest of places. So Reb Shimon, of course, would be the opinion that you could extend the Ma'ariv as long as possible. You know, but I think that's true about Lag BaOmer a little bit. Also, it feels like, you know, it was incredible. A lot of us were in Kamis Kadoshim last night in different places and feeling in Lag BaOmer, and hopefully we did some Limudim and we got excited, and whether it was before and during and now, like everything else in life, over. You know, over. Next year in Miron. You know, the usual is Shana B'Birishlayim, Shana B'Miron. Hopefully with Reb Shimon Tansing. The emes is, the avoid is to take Lag BaOmer. And it's not just for Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is for all year. The light of Lag BaOmer, the light of Torah, the light of Bitachon, all these sodas that we've spoken about. So I want to continue to learn a little bit more from Reb Shimon, a little bit more about Reb Shimon, a little bit more about Lag BaOmer. And how we could maybe one focal point that we could take into the year from the Hilgur Reb Shimon. Tonight, Bez Hashem Sparach. We all know the Gemara in Sukkah. We've spoken about it many times over the years. Yachal ni lifter is kol olam min adin. That Reb Shimon bar Yochai could be patras olam min adin. We spoke about this last week already. How so? Let's speak about it another way tonight. You know, Meron is a big makom tefillah. It's one of the places, I know personally, one of the places I feel most connected in davening to Eibishter is Meron. Meron, obviously the Koisel, but probably, for me personally, I'd say it's number four in the world. I'd say it's number four, meaning the Koisel, Vada, Marz Achpela, Kever Rachel, and then Meron. And I think Reb Shimon would be okay with that. The Avos and Imos could come before him. I mean, you know, they did come before him. So I don't think he'd end. Kodesh Kedoshim, Mamash, I mean, Koisel is the closest to Kodesh Kedoshim, so I don't think that's a problem to say. But for me personally, maybe the other people in other places, obviously, people go to Uman and by Rav Nachman, and they feel, I was by Rav Nachman, it's tremendous, I was never there in Rosh Hashanah. But that's where after the Koisel, Marz Achpela, and Kever Achel, to me, Meron, I feel this super kesher to Nevesh, to my tefilos, to makom tefilos. Remember what I was having, remember this, it's Makom Nisim, Meron. I was once, I don't know the story, I went, so many years I tried, I Bez Hashem will be back this year, but the last couple of years we haven't been able, for many, many years I've been zoichel to be in our Tzrof Yom Kippur. So about the Yom Kippur, I'm davening as close to that with Yeshiva Tavariyeh, close to the Kodesh Kedoshim, which is unbelievable to daven and look up and you see the makom. You're davening the avodah, and you look up and you see the makom of the avodah. It's not a normal to be zoiche to sit and all night long and give a shir and then sit and daven and learn by Koisel and Lel Yom Kippur. You know, one of the reasons I haven't been Uman Rosh Hashanah is because I go every year to Yom Kippur to Eretz Yisrael, and I won't. I'm like, I can't give that up, and to do both is very hard to pull off with so much time from the yeshiva and the family. Anyways, but what I've tried many times is if I get in on the day before Erev Yom Kippur, so then I go straight up north and be able to daven by Reb Shimon before Yom Kippur, to go to try to get a bracha from Rabbi David, get to the Arizal's Mikvah. Usually, very often, I've been by the Arizal's Mikvah, like right when it starts to become Erev Yom Kippur, which is very, very special. One year, I remember, so I go, we daven, I'm davening and davening and davening, and I remember it was such a mincha. And then that night, we're going back, and it's already like 12, 1. We're already like an hour from Yerushalayim, and I realize I left my tefillin by Reb Shimon. My tefillin just have my Rosh Tevos on it. Aleph Yud Chaf. That's all it has on it. And it's Erev Yom Kippur. They're going to clean up the whole place for Yom Kippur. And I say to myself, I'm never going to see my tefillin again. And I can't go back. It's like, mamish, we're already 2 hours away or whatever, you know? I'm like, what am I going to do? And I'm starting to think, who do I know anywhere near Meron? The answer is nobody. You know, so it's like, what do I do now? And they're in. I knew I left them in the Kayin rooms that are outside the Tzion. If whoever knows, that's where Askohanim Davin. Anyone else here, Kayin? Nobody else is there, Kayin, right? Oh, right, the Yom, of course. So you know the Kayin rooms outside, right? So Maisa, what happened? That night, when we got to Reb Shimon, with the chevra I was with, we stopped at, there's a chumus place at the bottom of the hill. Chumus Uri, what's his name, right? Chumus Eliyahu. Chumus Eliyahu, Yaakov, yes. Chumus Eliyahu, there you go. So we stopped at the chumus place, because we haven't eaten yet, we're moving. Like, the trips, you don't eat much, you just do, you know? But we had to, it's going to be Yom Kippur, we got to eat. So we stopped at Chumus Eliyahu, delicious, awesome. The chumus was stuffing, I don't know, chais nish. And on the wall is this beautiful painting that I loved. It's hanging in, we'll get there in a minute, hold off. And it's this beautiful painting, and it says on it, B'chol makom shenafalta sham nimtza itcha Hashem yisbarach, from Rav Nachman, right? And it's gorgeous, and I'm like, I need that painting. So it's hanging in the chumas place. I go to the owner, or whoever's working there, I'm like, can I buy that painting? I'm like, how much do you want for it? And it was a lithograph, not a real, you know, like whatever it was. And they're like, no, I'm not selling you the painting. It's for the... So they're like, but the artist lives a few minutes alone. And I forget the name of the town, like not in Meron proper, but like Faisnish, like Kfar Abaye or something. Like something, I don't know, Kfar Rashbi. I don't remember what it was. A few minutes away. Mom should lose me right now. He'll come to me. And he's like, here's the number. You could call and go. So we call the artist. And we say, okay, you have these... Yeah, sure, of course, I can tell you. I have come. So when we finish down, we go to her house and we meet her and her husband. They're these brothers of Chassidim, a beautiful Yidden, and we're talking Torah with them. And they sell me a few. They sell me that piece, and I see their other piece. I have to buy a few other pieces. You know, it's just had to have in my daughter's room hanging. Anyways, okay, it's hanging in the living room over the fireplace. You could see after. So I had this person's number. So I call the person. I don't know if they're still up or not, but I call the person and I speak to her. She's like, okay, my husband, you know, he went to sleep. She was still up. My husband went to sleep. It was all in Hebrew, but I'm just telling you. I'm going to say, in the morning, I'll send him to see if he can find your tefillin by Rashbi. I wake up in the morning to a picture of my tefillin. What are the chances? Only Yidden, only Nartzor, only by the Rashbi. But now, how am I getting my tefillin? They're up by Reb Shimon. It's Erev Yom Kippur. So he tells me, he says he has a friend that's coming to Yerushalayim. I remember I finally got in touch with him. I didn't get in touch with him right away. I just saw the picture that he had them. And then it was like the day was going by. And now it's already like 12 o'clock and I was by Rav Yoel Rakovsky. Talking to my Yedid Nafshi. And I finally get in touch with them. And they're like, he has a friend coming to Yerushalayim for Yom Kippur. But, he says, I have to meet this friend in this shul in Ezra's Torah when he's going to get there, if you want your tefillin. If not, he can't get them to you. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? If he's coming, let him leave them somewhere and I'll get them. Like, no, he won't. I didn't even know what was going on, but he won't leave them anywhere. I have to meet him at this moment in Ezra's Torah at this shul right next to the Kalev. There's like a shtibl, maybe it's a Chabad, they have a lot of minyanim, whoever maybe knows, I don't know, whatever. Right next to the Kalev Beis Medrash, over there where Sri Meir has his shal shuddas. What is it? Vision. Is Vision? But they have like a minion factory in there also? Okay. Like, right. Yeah, okay. So there. That's where we got to meet him. But I'm Erev Yom Kippur Dick. I'm in your old city. I'm not hustling. You know, it's like the hustle to get out. Like, what am I going to do? So I'm with you. Rav Yoel listens to the old conversation. He's like, tell Schulte. Schulte is one of his sons. And Schulte's like, if you know Schulte, you understand. But he's like, he'll get it. It's like, he's like, you got to be there now. I call Schulte. Schulte's on his electric bike. I don't know. All that I know is about an hour later, I had the tefillin in my hands. Okay? You don't understand. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I have tefillin in my Meron. And by 1 o'clock the next day, they're in my hands in the old city. Mikam Chayisrael. It doesn't make sense. Baruch Hashem. I said, why are we talking about those? Because we can't stop talking about Meron and Rav Shimon and the Nisim and Rav Shimon, but the tefillos that go on Rav Shimon. So let's understand tefillah a little bit. And where tefillos can bring us. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu davened and davened and davened 515 tefillos. Beschanan al Hashem be'ezah yileimor. To enter Eretz Yisrael, he so badly wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. He so badly wanted to go. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al toysiv, don't continue. So he stops at 515. What would have been to 516? So all the Svarim talk about. That was the secret number. Meaning, eventually Hashem would, if you daven and daven, Hashem would have had to let him in. And the number was 516. 515 we know is Gematria Veschanan, Gematria Tfila, Gematria Shira. He did that davening. And those davening didn't go to waste. We went all over all Torah, Esther, Malka used them. Not for now. Have I remember that Torah? If not, remind me. We'll tell it to you another time. It's incredible. Lamaisa, 516 is the special number. I can tell by the face that Chavir doesn't remember that Torah. But Toysev Esther, L'davir, L'fnei HaMelech. But Veschanan lo. But Tipa, Ragla, Vatevk. Go look in the Megillah over there. Vatoysef Esther, she continues speaking. She wasn't speaking before. What do you mean Vatoysef? What do you mean she continues speaking? Vatischanen, same lashon of Vatischanen. Vatipol aragla vatev. She falls on her, right? Esther Malka was talking to the Ebishter there, Hamelach. Vatischanen. Vatoysef, you know what she continued? Hashem said, Al toysef to Moshe. You know who continued and went one more to 516? Vatipol aragla, she fell on her face, on her feet. Vatipol is Gematria 516. Vatoysef, she continued the Al Toysef. Vatipol in 516, and her tefillos were answered. So no tefillah goes for naught. Moshe's Rabbeinu's 515 tefillos were HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nish, they went to Esther Malka to save Klal Yisrael, just by the way. Let alone we can stop. Now it's the end, Tayyus Hashem Tamima. But listen, getting back. Why is, so 516, what, now Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said no, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't meant to enter Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe, Nesiv HaShalom has a whole beautiful idea. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael, you know what would have been? He would have been, built the Beis HaMikdash. And if Moshe Rabbeinu built the Beis HaMikdash, it's brought down based on a Medrash, it would have been a Beis HaMikdash that could not have been destroyed because it would have been too Kodesh. And if the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be destroyed, you know what would have happened when we unfortunately messed up? We would have been destroyed. It saved Klal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. It was for Klal Yisrael. But if he would have davened one more, that would have been the magic number. Why is 516 the magic number? I'm going to share with you a Torah that you're going to say this has to be Ichvesnish, a Torah from Rav Matul, or a Torah from Shvili Pinchas, or a Torah from the Briskunas, or meaning it's, this Torah is from the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua on Bracha says as follows. Pnei Yeshua says, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, really, the Gemara and Shabbos, based on a Nevuah in Yecheskel, basically tells us there was a Nevuah in Yecheskel where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Churban to the world and bring it through Shisha Anashim. What are these Shisha Anashim? Gemara and Shabbos says, Man Ninu Shisha Anashim, Rav Chisda, Kotzaf Af V'chema, Kotzaf and Af, two different lishenas of anger, V'chema, also wrath and anger, umashchus, destruction, mashaber, also lashon of destruction, umachla, also all different lashons of wrath and destruction and anger, six different lashonos. And through that, there are basically six batei dinim of din. Based on these six lashonos of destruction and wrath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring into the world when we deserve the din of the world. What's din? Din is Elohim. Meaning the shame Hashem. We spoke about this already last week a little bit. The name of God, which represents din in the world, when there's din brought into the world, is Elohim. We all know this. We spoke last week about Mamtik, that din, sweetening that din. And there are six levels of din, based on this Gemara and Shabbos, six levels of destruction. Kotzaf, Chema, Af, Shaber, Machla. Right? Six Lashonos, six Batei Dinim of din. Elohim, therefore, has six levels of judgment in the world. How am I going to be mevatel it? I need to go connect it. What's a gematria Elohim?
We said 84.
Close, at 86. Hateva. Elokim is gematria 86. What's 6 times 86? Come on, Chavir. You got to get better at math. Please. Please. Nobody here? I'm not saying it's too... Don't play a phone over here. I'll teach you how to do this quickly. 1 minute. Well, we got to give you... Because if you're going to start learning on Muslim... Well, before you get there. 6 times 86. Just do it two separate things. 6 times 8. We all know what 6 times 8 is. 48. But 6 times 80, so it's 480. What's 6 times 6? 36. What's 480 plus 36? 516. Come on. You don't have to... It's quick. 516. 516 is 6 times Elokim, which there are 6 levels of Elokim, 6 levels of Batidinim, of judgment, is 516. So therefore, in order to mevatel that, you need 516 tefillos. So Moshe Rabbeinu did 515, that wasn't enough, because there are 516 levels, because there's 6 times Elokim. That's why the magic number is mamish 516. There's 6 levels. We know what else? The Megala Mukos explains it another way, the 6 levels of Malachi Chavola. There are also 6 levels of Tumah. That's why there's 6 levels of Tumah. The Zavi Avos HaTumah, the mace itself. The Zav HaTumah, the one who touches the mace. The Av HaTumah. There's a Rishon LaTumah. There's a Sheini LaTumah. Shlishi, if Truma, that touches a Sheini, could become a Shlishi. And Kachim, that touches a Shlishi, come Ravi. There's 6 levels of Tumah, because Tumah is the opposite of anything Kaddish, anything Ruchniistic. It's the antithesis of godliness. And that's Elokim, that's Din. Ultimately, it's judgment. So we're building something, Chavra. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so badly to get to that. He wanted to get to that number 516 specifically, because he wanted to get into Eretz Yisrael to be mevatel all din. He wanted to get into Rome. We'll see how in a minute, in an incredible way. He wanted to get into Eretz Yisrael to do away with all din and to build Bayis Shlish. It would have been Bayis Rishon that would have stayed forever. He wanted to bring the Yom Shekula Shabbos into the world, and it would have happened through that 516 tefillah. That's how it would have happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Al toisif, don't do it." So how could we do it? Chavra, listen closely, Mamish. Wonder how we could do it? Listen to this. You know Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish Shabbos Kodesh. There's a Medrash that says that when he saw the Jews in Mitzrayim working so hard, what did he do? He got them to take off for Shabbos. He convinced Paro they should have Shabbos. Moshe was Shabbos. We start out Shabbos by making Kiddush. How do we start? Yom HaShishi Vayichu LaShemayim V'Tzvam Vayichal Elokim B'Yom HaShvi. We end in Yom HaShvi, Yom HaShishi. That's not part of the Pesukim over there, right? Vayichu LaShemayim. Because we want to start with Rashi Tevus Shem Avaya. Yom HaShishi Vayichu LaShemayim is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why do we want to start with Shem Avaya? Because all of Shabbos, we want to bring Shem Avaya into the world. We want to bring mercy into the world. We want to do away with all din. Let me explain it and let's understand. Open up a Chumash Bereishis, the beginning of time. Remember, we have to understand, from the beginning of time. You open up just from the beginning. All that you find, time and time again, creation of the world, and the world, the physical world that we live in, even though it's a world that we need to be in, the world that we're going to elevate, it's all Elokim. Bereishis bara Elokim. Es Hashemayim ves Haaretz. You keep on reading. This is a lot of our times at the beginning, right? Vayomer Elokim Yiyar. Vayar Elokim. Just Elokim, Elokim. Vayikra Elokim Lar Yom. Vayomer Elokim Yirakia. Vayas Elokim Ezrakia. Vayikra Elokim. All you hear is din, 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 din. All Sheishas you made Bereishis. The 6 days of creation. Can I get the 6 Macholei Malachi Chavala? The 6 levels of din. Din, din, Elokim, Elokim, Elokim. Elokim, Vayom Elokim, Tadshe Aretz. Vayatoy, Vayir, Vayvekah, Yom Shlishi. Vayom Elokim, Yimoros. Vayas Elokim. Mama, you ever realize this? Vayvarach Hasom Elokim. Vayivre Elokim. Vayom Elokim. Vayas Elokim. I'm just turning pages. All you see, Vayivre Elokim, Vayvarach Hasom Elokim. Vayom Elokim, every page. Vayar Elokim, it's Kol Aretz. And then what do you finally have when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh? When it comes to the Halig day that we're going to have the schus to have tomorrow night. How do we appreciate Shabbos? What do we have? The world was finished. But what's the next words? So pashup shot. Hashem finished his work. But what? Let's look at him in a vacuum. Vayechal alokim. Comes Shabbos. What does vayechal mean? I'm finished with. I've destroyed. Vayechal alokim. Comes Shabbos and I get rid of Elokim. Vayechal Elokim. This should be kavanos. We make kiddush. Yom Hashishi vayechulah shemayim rares v'chotzvam. Vayechal Elokim. We say. How do you therefore start Yom Hashishi? Because through Havaya, you want to start. No more Elokim. I just started Havaya. It's Shabbos. And what happens right away after Vayberach Lewin Yom Hashvi? Right after we bring Shabbos, what's the very next pasuk? Finally, the very next pasuk after we have Shabbos, Eila told us shemayim vares b'baram, but Yom Asos Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first time we have it in all of Torah. Hashem Elokim. Hashem, who's the Elokim? We brought Hashem into the equation. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the way that we could do a way that we could reach our fire. Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem says, Al Toysif. So we want to know how can we do this? How can we get rid of all the dins? We have Shabbos Kodesh. It's not enough for you, Kiddush. So you see it in Kiddush, right? You see Kiddush, Vayichal Elokim. Kiddush is all bringing Avaya, making it holy. So what do you do right after Kiddush? Whoever watch this, Mamish, open up your hearts. Ready? What do you do right after Kiddush? Listen to Kavanas, we should be thinking. What do we do after Kiddush? What's that? We wash our hands and we have Lecha Mishnah. We have Lecha Mishnah. Should I try you guys again? What's Lechem? Come after Lechem. What's lechem?
37.
Lechem, lamed, ches, mem. Regular mem. Don't do it as a
78.
78. Lechem. 78. What's 78? Three times Havaya. Three times Havaya. Three times 26 is 78. But we don't have one lechem. We have lechem Mishnah. So what's lechem times 2? What's 78 times 2? 156. What's 156? Six times Havaya. Six times Havaya. Meaning, right away, first we have Kiddush and we say, Yom HaShish Ve'echul HaShemayim, we start with Shem Havaya, and Vayechal Elokim. We get rid of Elokim. Then we bring in Lechem Mishnah. What's Lechem Mishnah? Six times Havaya, six times Rachamim, six times Yud Kei Vav Kei. No more Elokim. I'm done with Elokim. Vayechal Elokim. So I'm having Lechem Mishnah, I'm having Havaya, 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 Havaya. And what is that 156? I'm just going to bring Kedusha into the world. So that's exactly Gematria Tzion. 156 Tzion, because it's going to be all Tzion. It's going to be all Bracha. It's going to be Yerushalayim. It's going to be Gula. And that's what we have. The Yom Shekul Shabbos. No? Chavala? We're getting rid of those. We're doing away with those. That's the whole idea. Those are during the Sheish Shmei Bereishis. Elokim, 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 Elokim. Which we found all Sheish Bereishis. Now I'm Shabbos Dick. I'm Shabbos Dick. I'm doing away with that all. Open up. You want to take further? We are davening nusuk svard. Not everyone there davening nusuk svard, right? Enough of us davening nusuk svard. But even if you don't daven nusuk svard, you know this. You know, if you daven nusuk svard in shacharis, you say a tilim, and it's in smaller letters and something. So some people skip it over. But it's a very deep, beautiful mizmor and tilim. Tilim samach zayim lanasech ben ginos mizmor shir. Elokim, what do you find in there? Elokim yichaneni v'recheinu. One Elokim. Yaducha amim Elokim. Right? Two Elokims. Whatever. Yaduchem Elokim again. Three Elokims. Yerchein Elokim. I missed one. I thought there were five. Yerchein Elokim again. Elokim, 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 Elokim. All Elokims. Okay? All that you have is Elokim. You have no Shem Havaya. The whole thing is Elokim. Elokim. On Shabbos, that's what you say during the week. Comes on Shabbos. You know which kapitel takes the place of that? We don't say that on Shabbos. Because that's all Elokim. On Shabbos, and this we say both Nisuch Ashkenaz and Nisuch Svar, we say instead of Tzamach Zayin, Yud Tes. L'mesech Nildav HaShemayim Misaprim Tvokel. And what do you find there? Toyers Hashem Tamima. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Eidus Hashem Nemana. Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mitzam Chilev. Mitzvah Hashem Bara. Yiras Hashem Toyers. Mishmatei Hashem. Six times, by the way. You have Hashem, 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 Hashem. Shem Havaya. You can't make this stuff up. You got to see it. You got to realize what Shabbos Kodesh is. So and now let's understand the B'derech HaVayda for a minute. All week long, The emes is we do sometimes fall into the world. It's hard not to. We're forced to focus, whether it be college, whether it be parnasah. These are things that are responsibilities, but those responsibilities often take us too far, and they become our ikker and not our tuffel. They become, you know, b'zeyas apecha toichel lachem is a klala. And don't forget it. And I'm the first to tell guys, you should go to college, and you should have parnasah, and you should have a good parnasah for your family. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, everyone should have a good parnasah, and go into law, and go into medicine, and go into real estate, go into whatever is good for you. I'm the first one, I'm not one that shies away from that. I don't push. Listen, I wish guys sat and learned a few more years before they started college. That's another discussion for another time. The guys should still learn a little bit longer. You have a whole life ahead of you. Why does it have to be that in this world, 2 years, shana bet, and then you got to start college? You know, mamish, why you can't learn a shana gimel? Can't learn a shana dalad maybe? Meaning, this is the only time you're going to be able to learn all day without any responsibility, without any yichrayas. You know what? Foundation you're building, exponential growth. Okay, but then you have vada. If you have to go to college, you have to get a job, you have to earn a living. But you have to because of the world we live in. But that's a klala. In a perfect world, it should be Reb Shimon Dick. And what's Reb Shimon in Brachos Lamed Hey? Sit and learn Torah all day long, and Hashem will support you. Okay, Har Be'ez Kishrim Allah Zabiyadam, and we have to be like Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore we do. And that's how we have to be, all of us. Don't get me wrong. But realize, at the same time, simultaneously, it's a klala. So that can't be my ikra, that can't be what I'm about. I do it because I have to. And I should find a parnasa that I enjoy, and maybe a parnasa that itself could be in ends, and enjoy, and helping people in ways, and whatever it could be. And find the, and be malit. But at the same time, halavai shispa'al of alamatoya kol hayom. My ikr has to be, and even if I'm in the office 10 hours, my ikr is my 2 hours I learn. That's my ikr. And that's my Shabbos. That's Shabbos. Meaning, what happens? The world pulls us in. Elokim is Gematria 86, exactly Hateva, the natural physical world. And that's all week long. Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, all of us have the secret to success of no din, of not being pulled into the world, of not being pulled into what is din? Let's be real. It's daigas, the worries. And what are the worries come from? They come from that world. They come from the materialistic world. Shabbos, I have no worries. Shabbos, we have worries. The people, mamish, how often we have a week and things are going on and all we could do is wait. I can't wait for Shabbos. And Shabbos comes, whatever was going on, I'm free. I'm no worries. For those hours, it's all good. Whatever's going on in my life. Whatever's going on in my life. That's mamtik the din. That's havaya. That's being above it. And Shabbos, I'm above it. I'm above this world. I'm yud kei vav kei dik. I'm avaya dik. What's avaya? Hoya hoy vav yia. And the Eibishter are living above time, above the world. It's l'malo min ha-teva. The ha-teva is al-kim. That brings judgment. That brings worries and difficulty. Shabbos dik. Shabbos dik. And that's Moshe who brought Shabbos to the Yidden even before it was given. Mizmer shir liyoyim ha-shabbos. Rashi Tevos l'Moshe. Mizmer Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Lemoshe. It was for Moshe. So we have to be Shabbos dick. Mamish, I've spoken about this before. You know, I'm love all people. Emes. I'm not just saying that. I mean, I should say all people. All types of people. You know, there are people out there that are Hashem. And you know, I don't know if you have to love them. But Lemaisa, the Umos HaOilam, I have wonderful people that are part of the Umas Olam. Beautiful people. I'm not one that's a racist on any level. I'm not one. I'm not saying that, you know. At the same time, I've said this so many times at this table, but sometimes it's like, I feel so bad for them. I just feel so bad for them. For a lot of reasons, but one of the biggest ones, they don't have Shabbos. They don't have Shabbos. I'm like, you don't have Shabbos? How do you exist? How do you even be? What is the point of your life and existence? I don't even get it. Like, imagine not having Shabbos. Imagine that you could be on your phone every day. Imagine you can know what's going on in the world and all the events every day, and you have no break from that. In the world when COVID was happening, it was like so crazy. Like, and you had to deal with that and not have a break at least one day a week. And with whatever's going on in the world. And sometimes we go through real trials and tribulations in our lives, whatever that may be, and not having a Shabbos. And not having that day with Hashem, that day with myself, that day with my family, I feel so bad. I don't know how you exist. I don't know how you be. I don't know how you, like, what is, like, I don't know. Like, what is your life without Shabbos? I'm not. I just feel bad. I can't imagine it. It's all din. It's like just all din. It's hateva. Scary. It's all the same. It's scary. What is chus we have Shabbos to be above it? Our avodah is to learn how to bring Shabbos into the week. But Reb Shimon was able to do that. Reb Shimon was able to do that. Reb Shimon was able to bring, that's why Reb Shimon was the one who paskined, just sit and learn all week long. Don't worry, Hashem will do the rest. Reb Shimon was able to be Shabbos dick all week long. Shimon was Shabbos. Sorry, Benji, but tonight you should have assumed there's going to be a Zohar. I mean, it's like...
Don't worry, he went to the mikvah.
I'm assuming he did, but I didn't tell him we're going to be learning Zohar at the table. But like, if you didn't assume there was Zohar tonight... Zohar, you know, Zohar Kodesh Kedashim. You know his story? I should have asked him Rishus, but whatever. I have a very close Talmud. Chevron knows he was here last week. We made Al-Chai and Morty Aryeh. Last week he had a baby and he came. Right, he comes as one of the married Chevron that comes every few weeks this year. Baruch Hashem. Special yid. Love him very much. So the bris was this morning. So all week long he's called me, not all week long, the last couple of days, to discuss the name of his baby and what it should be. What should the name be? What should the name of the baby be? Nasvardim, you know, the minog is to name after the father who's alive. He has, this is his third son. He had other names before this name. Grandfather passed away, different things. So now his wife had a grandfather who passed away. They wanted to name after Yitzchak Leib. His father's name is Elazar. So he came, he called me to discuss, should he give the name, all three names, and what the cheshbon, what it should be. You gotta hear this. Yeah, I hope he's not upset at me that I'm sharing the story, but listen, Chevra. So we discussed, and I said, Vade, you know, it means so much to your father. He wanted to, but I'm like, it means so much to your father. For sure, give the father's name already. Because you don't know what's going to be. Are you going to have another son? Maybe there's only going to be girls after now. You know, so you can't say, oh, I'll name my next kid after him. We don't talk like that. We don't know what the Eibishter has in store, right? You have this chus to have a son. He'll bring you, and if your wife, I said, for your wife's okay with, yeah, no, his wife was going to be okay also adding the name Elazar. So I said, Vade, give Elazar also. Fine. He was Makabal, but he also, he's got into the thing, like three names is a lot of names, even though his last kid was also three names. But Lameisi is like, really, I'm going to be that guy that gives all their kids three names. He's like, you know, whatever. And he was still cheshbening it. So he has another Rebbe that he talks to, also a Sephardic Rabbi he wanted to call, also discuss, who he's very close to, Rebbe Chaim, a very special yid I love. And he calls him also, and they're discussing. And they went back and forth a little bit with it, and also he in the end was Makabal, it should be three names. And said, also, like, it should be Elazar Yitzchak Leib. But for whatever reason, wasn't sitting well, the three names. He's trying, like, Mordechai would. He says, half joking, half serious to Rebbe Chaim, you know, Rebbe Chaim, why can't you do one of those, like, Makubal Svardi or whatever things, and just, like, I want you to just open up a sefer and just give me an answer. And he said it like, he told this to Rebbe Chaim, half joke, half serious. Right? Rebbe Chaim, after he gets off the phone, he says, you know, he just said that to me. I don't know, I might as well try. Let's see what happens. And this was yesterday. Today was the bris on Lag BaOmer this morning. It was yesterday. It's like, oh, the bris is going to be on Lag BaOmer. He had a Zohar right next to him. He's like, he opens up the Zohar randomly, just like this. There's three, one, two, like Zohar like this. Same in Zohar, Metokadash. One paragraph, two paragraphs, three paragraphs. The first, I forget, I don't know if this was the order. I forget the order, but I think the order was this. It was a little, it was the first, I think this was the order in Zohar. The first paragraph starts, Amar of Elazar. Elazar. Shimon's son, but Elazar. The next is Amar of Yehuda. Yehuda's Leib. In Yiddish. And the next paragraph is Amar of Yitzchak. Three in a row. Three in a row. But Ben Chaim told him he doesn't think there's anywhere else in all of Zohar like that Rav Elazar is not even mentioned like that in that way. Maybe twice in all of Zohar or something. He was telling him very little. Lameisa, that he opened up to a page that had the three names. One after another. And he calls it Mamish. I have a picture I'll show you after. Mamish. You hear Kedusha says Zohar, Rav Shimon. So what does the Zohar say about Rav Shimon? This is in Parshas Naso in the Jerabah. Rabbi Yehuda Kari Le Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda called Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He called him Shabbos. Shabbos. You know, it's already about 6-7 weeks ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael. and had the schus to spend time with a group of Bali Tshuva and speak to them, part of Olami. And I spoke to them on Shabbos. It's very, very beautiful. These young men and young women who are all choosing to go to Tzolv the year next year. Incredible stuff. Had Shabbos Suda with them. Someone's whatever. Maybe Avi Weber set it up that I should do whatever it was. And one of them, one of the guys there who's a madrich with them, his name is Shabbos. His name is Shabbos. I don't know if I met anyone Shabbos before that. Anyways, Rabbi Yehuda said Rabbi Shimon's Shabbos, which means that was his essence. The Kulei Shisa Minei Mizbarachim, all the six, he's talking about the six Talmidim, they were all bracha from Rabbi Shimon, just like Shabbos brings the 6 days of the week. So Shabbos can be mamtik the 6 days of the week, right, by the way. But we'll get back. Dichsiv Shabbos Lashem, Kodesh Lashem. Ma Shabbos Lashem Kodesh, just like Shabbos is Kodesh Tashem, Af Rav Shimon Shabbos Lashem Kodesh. Rav Shimon is Shabbos is Holy Tashem. So you see, Rav Shimon is Shabbos. And now it makes sense, Rav Shimon is Shabbos. Because Rav Shimon is the one who understands that it's all Havaya, I'm above it, I'm all with the Eibishter, and all week long I'm with the Eibishter. And that's what Moshe, and he got that, and the Arizal says that Rav Shimon was what? A Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a Gilgal of Moshe. So Moshe was Ish Shabbos, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Rosh Tevis L'Moshe. And therefore, and Shabbos we say is what's mamtik all of the din, Yom HaShish V'Echul, the Lachamishna, all that we're saying, Lachamishna 5:16, because it's two times Lachem, I'm sorry, not 5:16, two times Lachem is 156, which is six times Avaya. Because it's all about Yisgadol, Yisgadash, Shemei Rabba. It's all bringing Hashem's name and realizing how great it is, and nothing else is meaningless. That's why Rashi Tevos, Gizgadol, Vizgadol, Shemei Rabba, Yud Vav Shin Reish is 5:16. You can't, it's Mamish Kol HaTorah Kula. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so badly to enter Eretz Yisrael because he wanted to be Mamtik all the din and turn it into the Yom Shekula Shabbos. He wanted to bring the Yom Shekula Shabbos. Mizmi Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, is the Yom Shekula Shabbos. That's our Avodah. You know, so maybe, Chevra, we're leaving Lag BaOmer, physically. But Lag BaOmer is not leaving us. Because on Lag BaOmer, we connect to Reb Shimon. On Lag BaOmer, we connect to Reb Shimon, therefore we connect to Shabbos. And we understand tonight that the Avodah, just like Moshe's all Avodah at the end of his life, was to say, I'm going to bring Bimamtik all the din, I'm trying to get to 516, I'm trying to take away all the levels of din, so we could as well bring Havaya into the world through Shabbos. And we have to connect to Shabbos. I realize the more I connect to Shabbos, and the more I bring Shabbos into my life, and the more we get to more, just Yisgadol V'Yisgadol Shmei Rab, Hashem is in my life always, Hashem, I'm above it. And even during the week, I'm above it. Even during the week, I'm Shabbos dick. Yes, it doesn't mean I can't work and do malacha, but in a Shabbistic way, which means I'm above it. I'm with the Eibishter and all that I do. And that means I won't get frustrated if things don't go perfectly. I'm above it. I'm a Yid. We're above it. Don't get frustrated. And Chaz Hashem, I could fall into the temptations of this world, which also is Atav and Din. And yes, because during the week I could use my phone and use things that bring me to the lowest of places. But remember, I'm Shabbos. I'm Shabbos, I can't do that. So during the week I can't do it either. Because I'm Shabbos-tick, I'm above it. I'm Shabbos-tick during the week as well. I'm above it. I have to be that. Shabbos is the key. That's what we said last week in the 5 minute words, right? That Moshe is Hoisif Yom Echad. Really, the Luchos should have been given. Kabbalah Torah should have been on what? On Friday, that's day 50. He was Moisif Yom Echad one day so we could have a seventh Shabbos. And it could be given on Shabbos. It's all Shabbos. Shabbos. I think I shared this before, but I definitely shared it in a women's share. I think also here once. I was just thinking about this other day. Shabbos changes our life. This past summer, I get a text from a young woman who's for the summer in Eretz Yisrael. She said, I just want to thank you so much again. I think it was her second or third anniversary of keeping Shabbos. In the middle of this random text in the middle of the summer, she wants to thank me. What's pshat? My first summer that I was a rav of the camp of Camp Dina. So then it was 2 months. So this first the first Shabbos of the second month. First Shabbos, second month. At the end of Shabbos, they have, you know, like in all the camps and Antis Y Shabbatons, you know, like ebbing, singing, and then someone gives like a very inspirational story in Torah to walk away from Shabbos with. So very often I would speak at those. So it's a girls' camp, I wouldn't go for the singing, and I just get there to speak at the end of the singing. And this particular Shabbos is the first Shabbos, second month, and it's, you know, there's like this hill down to the basketball court. So it was a beautiful night. So they did it outside. They're sitting on the basketball court, like in a big, major circle, all the girls from the camp. And I wake my way down, and I get into, and as I'm walking down, I'm thinking, what should I talk about? What story should I share? I had a few ideas in my mind. I decided I'm going to speak about Shabbos Kodesh and share a story, a very powerful story about Shabbos. And I've said it here before, a story about a woman whose life was saved because of Shabbos. Sorry, it doesn't matter right now. And I share this story and speak about Kedusha Shabbos. I'm walking back afterwards. I'm going to get to Maariv with the men. And this woman, this young woman, probably 12, 13 years old. So she comes over to me and I see she's crying. There are mamish tears. And she says, Rikon, could I speak to you for a minute? I said, sure, of course. She says, I want to thank you. That was incredible. And it was so meaningful. See, I want to tell you something. This is the first Shabbos I've kept in years. Adina is from camp. It's all girls from very different places. It's not like... And she comes from a very from family, this girl. And it was just like, she was unfortunately lost in different ways. And in a lot of ways, it came out later. Mamish, off in a lot of ways. And she came to Camp Dean and she was inspired by all the girls. And she said she decided she started keeping Shabbos. That Shabbos was the first time she kept Shabbos. And she couldn't believe her ears that she's hearing all about Kedusha Shabbos as Shabbos is ebbing away and how meaningful it was and gave her such chizik, and she just wanted to thank me. I was blown away. It was like, Baruch Hashem, that's what I chose to speak about. It was like, Eibish der Hashgacha. Okay? That, and this girl, again, it wasn't just she wasn't keeping Shabbos. She was like in a very bad place religiously. And then we built a kesher over the summer. She would ask to speak to me a lot. And then throughout the year, until now, I'm in touch with her. She sends me emails every once in a while, whatever it might be. And I just saw her just like continuously grow. She was like growing and growing and then teaching her friends more about Amunah. And like, Mamish, it was the spark. Shabbos was the spark. Shabbos brought her to be above it again. And all the things that she was, Mamish changed her life. Next year, the next summer, one Thursday, she comes to me. She's like, Rabbi Kona, you know, I want to do something very special to Shabbos for my bunk. Are you really? She says, it's my 1 year anniversary. She's kept Shabbos every week. She says, I want to get them something candy, but I don't want to tell them why. I don't want them to understand. I just want to get them something special for Shabbos. You and I will know. And my wife went and got her something, whatever it was, and we gave out to the bunk. And then every year, on that year, she sends me a text, just another anniversary of Shabbos. But it wasn't just keeping Shabbos. This Shabbos changed this girl's life. She's a different person in every way. She's above it again. She's l'malim min ha'adin, l'malim min ha'teva. She's Reb Shimon Dick. She's Lag BaOmer Dick. She's Moshe Rabbeinu Dick. And that could do away with all din in the world. And halavai, each and every one of us. Halavai, first of all, we should so look forward and connect to Shabbos and elevate our Shabbos. Always think about ways you could do more on Shabbos. We love Shabbos, but could you daven a little more Shabbos? Could you learn more on Shabbos? Could you bring more Kedusha to your Shabbos table, more Zemiris, whatever it is? And then bring Shabbos into the week. Think Shabbos Dick all week long. Again, in our avodas, whatever our responsibilities are, but Shabbos Dick. And that's chus v'izoicha. To not just have to have a Lag BaOmer, but the yorta Reb Shimon. To be tanzing Reb Shimon on the yom shekula Shabbos, begula shleima b'mehera. Amen.